So much of what we consider mental health issues are just issues with the energy that we don't understand. We need to start looking at it as an empowerment. And that is why Astralo Life was born. Join me each week as we go through these alignments. We understand what they mean. We honor our feelings and we learn the key they're trying to give us so we can unlock the truth within. My name is Jillian Grace and I'll be with you every step of the way.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Astralo News. My name is Jillian Grace and I'm going to be taking you through the energy of the stars from the 1st of September continuing forth to the 7th of September. On this video, we are going to chat about some very important dates and how you can keep yourself balanced and how you can move through and learn the lessons that are coming your way for this coming week. First, we are going to be focused on a numerological high spiritual day. Those of you who watch this channel know that we cover everything when it comes to the cosmic energy. We don't just focus on one aspect, so you get an entire approach of what's coming at you all in one shot. On the 3rd, we have a high spiritual numerology number 9 day. So what does that mean? That means that the frequency of energy is going to be very heightened for you to feel the need to give back. Feel the need to tap into your inner humanitarian. Feel the need to take a moment to volunteer, to give someone a compliment when you're walking down the street, to do whatever it takes to uplift the energy of the collective. When you do this on specific dates, and it's wonderful to do it on any day, don't get me wrong, but when you harness this on specific dates, when the algorithm of energy is there and wide open for it, it is euphoric for you. It is like the most incredible meditation you're possibly going to have. So on this day, do not miss the opportunity to give back in whatever way inspires you. That will work for you tenfold and will help to calm your frequency and completely uplift your energy for the day. A quick side note on why we pay attention to any of this energy. All of these situations that occur in our celestial world and in our spiritual world have to do with mirrors to yourself. So it's very common to find people who focus on the aspects of any planetary alignments or anything that's going on from an astrology standpoint, and they use it as an excuse for different behaviors, and that's not the case. Everything around you is a mirror for what's inside of you. So if, as we move through different alignments, you have emotions that come up consistently, that is the most important thing for you to understand. These are opportunities for you to grow, opportunities for you to heal areas of yourself that are holding you back from what you want. So as we roll into September, we have an important alignment with Venus in Virgo. So there are different aspects of Venus in Virgo when they align. You're talking about your heart, your love, the deepest form of romantic energy within you, and you're talking about your voice. So on this day, it is going to be very, very common for you to experience if you felt a lot of hardship around love, or if you have a lot of anger or a lot of sadness or a lot of grief around love. It's going to be the kind of day where you are going to speak things that maybe are hurtful to others, where you feel very depressed or low. It doesn't mean that this alignment is causing you to be depressed and low. It means that in order for you to be the true you, you have to let go of those aspects of yourself. So we're going to chat in just a minute about how to align yourself and free up that frequency within you so that you can move forward to the best soul that's inside. On the other aspect of the Virgo and Venus alignment, it is going to be an amazing day to take your partner out and go for a nice date. It'll be a great first date night. This is a great day to spend with the people you love, your children, your spouse, your friends. The energy will be amazing for this. The other awesome aspect of this connection is it's going to set the stage to help you with your voice and your communication before we've got that Mercury energy come up, which is next week. We'll chat about that in the next episode. So pay attention to which side of this alignment you vibrate on. The energy is going to be building there all week, and it's going to be amplified by some of these high spiritual numerology days. But whatever aspect you vibrate on, it's a mirror to yourself in what you need to work on and how you can free up your energy to live the life that you are putting forward and you are manifesting into your future. Last but not least, we have another high spiritual numerology day. So 2 in 1 week, that's incredible. We've got this major love energy coming up with that Venus alignment. And then on top of it, we've got a high level humanitarian energy, which we talked about. And we are going to have a high level of togetherness in love, in unity coming together on the 7th. So the 7th is a 22 date, which is an incredible energy for planning. It's an incredible energy for togetherness. It's an incredible energy for unifying different things that you've been experiencing that maybe seem like they're tough to fit together. So on this day, it's going to be wonderful to have a journal to jot down some ideas about your future. It's going to be wonderful, again, for you to spend some time with your loved ones. This is a love week, which is absolutely amazing. So it's going to be a great day for you to express that love, connect with that love. And that building aspect of the 22 is going to help build that love in the direction that you are dreaming of. A couple quick side notes about the energy that rolled through within the past couple of days. A lot of you in the Astrology Life family have been reaching out to me in regards to the instability of the frequencies when it comes to the geomagnetic storms occurring. Throughout this entire coming week, I also expect that to be pretty erratic as well. We have a massive upgrade happening. We have so much energy moving through us. And that's why I'm telling all of you to pay close attention to what is mirroring back to you, because that is an indicator of where you're blocked. We're going to chat about how to clear those blockages in a very simple way in just 1 minute. But I also want to cover, a lot of you have been reaching out in regards to your animals struggling this past week in all sorts of different ways. So some of you are saying that your animals are experiencing some illnesses. Some of you are talking about the loss of pets and just hearing about so much trauma around our pets over the past few days. That has everything to do with the energy frequency shift that occurred last week. There was a lot of releasing that happened. There was a lot of human behavior that was being let go of. And our animals are a representation of the frequencies within this earth. So as we move and as we release, they also go through the brunt of that. They're pure love, exchanging our frequencies and releasing it out to the universe for us. So their amazing work helps us to be better, helps us to be reminded of the soul inside. So if you're experiencing that loss, or if you have a pet that's suffering right now, I really strongly urge you to take the time out. Always understand that they feel this energy as well. And being connected with them and giving them the space to balance, just like you provide yourself, is extremely important. Okay, now moving on to the most important aspects. How do you stay balanced this week? So if you take a peek up on your screen, you're going to see the Virgo pose. Those of you who are already familiar with the star salutation, it is incredibly exciting how many people both signed up for the training program as well as started teaching this in their regular yoga studios. So I'm incredibly humbled by this, and it's so important because we've been honoring the sun and the moon for a long time, but the stars are our ancient knowledge. So it's time for us to really pay close attention to what they have to say. This pose, being held for 3 breaths, will do incredible things to balance out this energy and allow it to move through you peacefully and keep you connected. In addition to that pose, breathing from the chest. So expanding your chest as you are in that pose and just allowing full deep breaths to enter in is going to be extremely helpful to move that energy through that heart and awaken that love. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Jillian Grace, and don't forget to use your simple tips this week. There's no excuse for you to not stay balanced. Please hit subscribe, share, and don't forget to comment on this video. Let me know how you're feeling, and we're in this together, so know that you're not alone, and I'll see you next week.
Want more? Go to astrologylife.com and continue to grow the spirit that is you. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'll see you there.